All right, welcome back to this week's Walk and Talk. We are on the beautiful Isle of Man today. And as usual, I've got some crazy ones for you. We're going to start with the story that almost made me spit out my morning tea as I was reading the news this morning. And the younger women are not going to like this one. And I want to tell you about the interviews as well that were conducted around this. So here's the first crazy story I read, and this is just today, by the way. Women to be drafted. Denmark is calling up women for military service as it seeks to avoid war. I mean, the headline, it was the same headline in pretty much all the media, which tells you it's a calculated event and it's not random, since they all put out the same headline. But I've got to tell you how funny some of this was to actually listen to the interviews and read some of this, because they say that they are doing this in order to avoid war. What are they doing? They are spending 4.4 billion in terms of pounds. This is a boost in terms of their military defense budget. And they said they're doing this to avoid war. So they're saying that with the sheer aggression of Russia that it's demonstrating towards them, we need to make a show of force in case we are next. No, you're not next. I mean, can someone drop in the comment, please? What show of force is Russia, sorry, what aggression is Russia showing against Denmark? I honestly, I tried to find it, but I can't see any. But apparently that's what Denmark is saying. The Prime Minister, and this is the interesting thing, I've got to tell you her comments. The compulsory military service will be in line with our government equal opportunities policy, meaning both men and women will be called up. We aim to increase the current 25% female volunteer ratio to reach gender equality in 2025. Now, this is where I said there was something funny about this story, because they were doing these on the street interviews, of course, as they do. And they were asking these these women, these younger women, about this. And they were absolutely like enraged, like, no, we want gender equality, but we don't want it in this. No, what we mean is, you know, we want it in terms of, and they listed all these things, but they don't actually want gender, but they didn't want it in terms of war. Who can blame them? I don't think they should be drafted to war. But of course, this is what is being enforced upon them now. But it's always funny when you see the ones with the, you know, the really colourful hair and the nose ring and waving all the flags or whatever, and, you know, all this sort of stuff. And then all of a sudden, sometimes it's not the kind of equality that is being sought after, shall we say. But the Prime Minister, what did she have to say? She says conscription is being extended to achieve full equality of sexes. We're all in this together. Where have we heard that before? We're all in this together. No, you're not really all in it together. She will be in a nuclear bunker somewhere hidden away in Denmark, while you other ladies are on the front line fighting like blokes. Oh, gosh. Now, the other thing we've, of course, been hearing this week is about Putin and Russia and all these nuclear threats, again, being completely taken out of context. What actually was said was that if you actually read the statements, it was a threat if the West does anything to Russia or puts troops on the ground in Russia, even though we know there's troops on the ground, Western troops on the ground there already. That was what it was in response to. But the Western media is saying, oh, now look at this. We're being threatened with nukes. And he's saying he's going to nuke us and all of this. You know, we need to get some sort of, we need to take some sort of action before he does it to us and all this other nonsense that's coming out. And imagine, whilst I'm still drinking my morning tea and having my, what do I have? Two eggs and an avocado in the mornings, right? What on earth did I read this morning? This was the headline. Are you ready for this? Map shows parts of UK which could be wiped out by a nuclear bomb. What? I mean, they had an infographics. They had all this. I mean, it was really detailed, all this stuff. The UK's capital city would likely be the top target if a nuclear attack was launched on the country, but huge swathes of the nation could also be destroyed in a strike. What on earth? You know, imagine you're trying to eat your breakfast, have your cup of tea in the morning, just trying to relax, ease yourself into the day, and this is the news. But on a more positive note with that, though, the graphics that they did have did not show the Isle of Man, where I live, being hit. So, I mean, I guess that's a plus. What exactly would they hit? There's plenty of logs here. They could incinerate some logs, but and a lot of trees and mountains. But apart from that, there isn't much here, which is why I'm here, because I like the peaceful life. Now, I've got a lot of other crazy things to tell you, but I want to go on to a couple of finance articles here. Portico's capital is planning to buy up banks that are closed by the FDIC. So they're raising private capital in order to buy, it says, all these banks. Do they know something that the rest of the public doesn't know? I mean, we know what's going on. We know that there's going to be more bank failures because the problems that caused the bank failures last year, was it March, I think it was, March 23? Those underlying issues haven't been resolved, and the commercial real estate is rolling over. It's going to get worse. So it's just a matter of time. But we've got these private equity firms that are coming in. They've done some sort of a deal with the FDIC to buy all of the bank accounts. So if that's potentially you, and let me say one other thing, I don't like the big banks at all. I really don't. But it's the big banks that are too big to fail, and they're the ones that will get bailed out. It doesn't look as though the small banks will be bailed out. Actually, it looks as though the small banks are going to be fed to the wolves. Oh, we got a lot of water today because there's a lot of flooding coming off the mountain. Actually, on my property, I've had to dig another trench. I need to put another water drain off there because there's so much water. So yeah, just be very careful if you are with a small bank, which I much prefer the small banks, I really do, but they are very risky. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy in a way, because we don't like the big banks, they treat us badly, and now it's looking as though they're going to give our information to the government whenever the government requests it without a warrant. The small banks treat us better because they know they have to be competitive, but yet it's the small banks that are going to suffer and the big banks are going to get away with it. It's just a matter of time, really. Now, the other thing I wanted to talk about was the jobless issues, or the amount of job layoffs, especially in the tech sector. We talked about this a while ago and how AI was just destroying jobs in the tech sector. Well, it's really ramping up now. It started ramping up at the start of the year, January, February. It's eased off a little bit this month in March, but the data is quite interesting. And the surveys where they've been asking companies, not just tech companies, but all sorts of SMEs right through to large companies, how, you know, what sort of hiring are you going to do this year? What sort of layoffs? Most of them are not going to be doing any major hiring this year. It's mainly layoffs. Everyone's concerned about this recession, this looming recession, which they've done a very good job at hiding and stopping from happening. Even though we actually did have a recession, they just didn't call it a recession because they changed the terminology. But now it looks like there's only so long you can actually hold this off. And some of these tech companies have laid off 25, 30, or even 35% of their staff. In fact, we've had 50,000 job losses just since the 1st of January this year. 50,000, that's in tech alone. That doesn't include all the other industries. And we've got a chart here, actually. I can put this on screen. It just shows all the tech companies, all of their layoffs, and what sectors they're in, whether they're in consumer, retail, hardware, infrastructure, travel. It's right across the board. It isn't one kind of set industry that's suffering. It's all of these industries. They're all being hit at exactly the same time. So we've got the perfect storm of issues in the economy. We had the inflation, we had the lockdowns, We've had the increases to wages to keep up with that. We've had the higher interest rates. Everything is hitting. Now we've got the AI, now we've got the conflict. We've got all the money being sent to other countries for military and everything else. This is all converging. As we talked about, as I said a long time ago now, right back to 2020, that we were going to go into this period, and we're still not even all the way through it. This is just 2024. This keeps going for a few years yet. So just make sure that you're prepared for this. And if you're worried about your job as well, which I think a lot of people should be, just take some action, whatever that action is. And that's another reason that my next program is going to be coming out. I'm not sure exactly when. It's not going to be yet for a while, maybe spring, but probably summertime. And it's going to be exactly to counter all the problems that we are seeing right now, because this is going to get worse. The job losses are going to get worse. Income squeezes are going to get worse. The dystopian nature of control and surveillance and what we can do and what we can say is going to get worse. There's only one solution. Yeah, you can fight it and everything else. These technocrats have got control of everything. So here's my plan B, as it were. Here's my backup plan. My backup plan is to have an income stream, multiple income streams that are apart from a 9-to-5 income. If you're relying on a 9-to-5 income with all of this tech and automation and everything happening, so for some of you, I'm not saying all of you, but for some of you, it's just a matter of time. So that's why I've decided to work on that program, so that you will be prepared when these things happen. It's really important that you're prepared, but you've got to take some steps now as well. And the prerequisite to that program is the Psychology of Wealth Accumulation program. So if you haven't taken that, you'll see a discount link below in the description, and you can take that program. I mean, do the groundwork now. Seriously, it's so important that we all prepare for what's coming. And lastly, if you are an older person and, you know, you're at retirement age, then probably the stock market program that I've got will be best. Look at this behind. Isn't that beautiful? The view here. I did sort of think, I wish I put my a warmer jacket on when I did this walk. It was cold when I came out, and it's usually cold in the mountains, you know, when you're walking on the mountain here, but the temperature absolutely crashed as soon as I got up here. And it's very windy as well, which doesn't help. Now, remember we talked about the EU and how there was a massive rumble between the EU Parliament and the Commission over releasing the 10 billion euros to Hungary. It was a kind of deal in order to get them to approve NATO membership and, all this other stuff. Well, now the European Parliament is suing the European Commission. I know that all these names are confusing, but that's what they're doing now. They are suing. I mean, the cost of this lawsuit is going to be absolutely insane, because there's massive disagreement over that money, which belonged to Hungary, by the way. It was their money, and the EU was holding it until they started, you know, getting in line on certain policies. So because Hungary backed down a little bit, they released some of the money. So it was about 10 billion euros. Well, now some people didn't like that. So there's going to be this massive lawsuit between the EU. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy. Almost as crazy as Google AI. So Google's implementing restrictions on its AI chatbot again, their chatbot Gemini, not because of all the stuff it did the last time we talked about that. Wow. Talk about being a reflection of the world of Google with those imagery. Wow. Well, this time they're doing it to stop the spread of fake news. What does fake news mean? It means news that isn't the news that aligns with certain agendas. But this time it's on elections. So the focus is on the US election in November. They're going to be making sure the chatbot gives out accurate information so that voters can make the correct decision. We know exactly what that means. I think we all know exactly what that means. But it's not just for the US election, it's also for the Russian election, Mexico, the UK, and India, amongst a lot of others as well. So Google is really getting involved heavily now in all this sort of stuff, although I guess we could say it always did, especially the last few years. And I think it's the last few years that's woken a lot of people up who didn't realize just how much control and censorship and misinformation was put out by the big social media companies. But everyone's really waking up to it now. And talking of interesting, we were just talking about a certain alternative social media app where the first word begins with T and the second word is TOC. And we were going over that article and all the censorship and everything else with it and the forced sale. Well, someone has just miraculously come out who just happened to be connected with someone who voted for the act. Well, this person, it's obvious what's going on. They just want to get control of the app in the US. I mean, that is what it is. Let's just say it as it is. So Stephen Munchin is leading an investor group to buy TikTok. Yes. So he's leading this group. They've said they want to buy TikTok as soon as it's banned. He leads Liberty Strategic Capital. And he said that TikTok is a great business and they're looking forward to its acquisition. Let's get on to the last article now then. And this is Jeff Bezos. What is he up to now? Well, I saw there was two articles and they had polar opposite headlines. Here's the pro Bezos headline. Jeff Bezos is investing $60 million in plant-based meat research. Mm-hmm. Here's the one against it. Bezos funds fake meat tech as elites push to reset global food supply chain. Oh, gosh. We need more headlines like that, don't we? We need more media like this. I don't know how intelligent the people are who read and believe this stuff, but you know, the common sense must be very uncommon today because they said that the reason these meat companies are getting all this extra investment and support, the alternative meat, sorry, is because they've been attacked so heavily. That's one of the reasons. Oh, they've been attacked by right-wing extremist people, right-wing group, conservatives, conservative Christians. You know, it's like everyone they can think of. They're the ones that have caused, you know, all the problems with the slow adoption of the meat. Nothing to do with how bad it tastes. Some of this meat, this alternative meat. I tried a couple of it, bits of it. When you know, when you're at someone's house and they have it, and they say, "Oh, I'll try this," you think, "I do not want to put that in my body." But go on, then I'll try it anyway. Did not taste good at all. Did not taste like meat. I mean, they've really got to do a lot of work yet to get it to taste like real meat. Now, the other thing they said was that they need all these policies and everything else to make real meat more expensive because this fake meat is four times the cost of real meat. So they need to make real meat more expensive. They need all these tariffs and all this other nonsense. Yeah, they're trying to distort the free market yet again. This is what they keep doing. They're trying to distort the free market to push all this nonsense, basically. But you'll be pleased to know that in absolute protest to this today, for my lunch, before I came out, I had a lovely ribeye steak. It was absolutely succulent, cooked just right. So I feel like I've done my bit in protest to this fake meat that seems to have about 1,000 ingredients, some of which I have no idea what they even are. Well, this has been a very long, windy, cold, wet walk today. So it wasn't enjoyable for me, but I'm sure it was enjoyable for you. I hope you enjoyed the walk. And just a reminder about any of the programs that I mentioned, you can find the discount links in the description, and I'll let you know well ahead of time in the coming few months when the next program is ready. So other than that, have a great weekend. I hope you are doing well. I hope you are able to get out and have a beautiful walk like this. And other than that, take care. God bless you. God bless your families. And I will see you next week now. Wow, look at the wind. Oh my goodness, look at these trees down. What?